This morning we are catching up with Simon Haradine on this chilly, rainy day, but Artscape is where the warmth and the heart is, so we are very pleased to hear what is happening at the theatre this week. Welcome, Simon, to Jet Setting with Janet and Under the Spotlight. What do you
Always
have in
great.
store for us?
Always great. Hello, hello, Janet. Hello to all the jet setters. Always great to be under the spotlight. I mean, don't we just love the limelight too, Janet?
That's why we wake up every morning, Simone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Janet, first of all, happy Women's Month and happy Women's Month to all the women out there. And also a special
Absolutely. What
shout
a
out to
special month
the,
this is.
yeah. Also, a special shout out to the LGBTI community and to the male allies. And as we are going to chat, it will become evident why I am including those two cohorts as well, because we're celebrating Women's Month this month at Artscape with the Women's Humanity Festival. And this is the 19th iteration. Next year, we'll be celebrating the 20th Artscape Women's Humanity Festival. And we have a host of productions. In
Oh,
fact,
so
Janet, if you're ready,
has it been that long, Simone?
It's been that long. It's been 20 years
Unbelievable.
since Artscape has been hosting this festival, and it is the biggest women's festival, arts festival, in South Africa, if not on the African continent, because obviously most of the other countries on the African continent actually celebrate International Women's Day, which is in March, but this one is obviously our one here in South Africa. So we've got a packed program on the 9th of August, and it's not a surprise anymore. It's 100% confirmed, and we are rather excited to be having the Premier of the Western Cape, Alan Windey, as our special guest. And I just want to put that in context, Janet. It's not because of political alignment, because Artscape is absolutely non-political, non-aligned, apolitical. Everyone's welcome. But we have got the person who is in charge of this province spending his official Women's Day at Artscape, and he's going to be the
Wow.
special guest. And what's also,
That's a huge accolade, and
absolutely.
it's also a great confirmation that this is a really significant happening in our province in the Artscape Theatre. And the fact that the Premier is willing to spend his time means that there's enough value, enough collateral in that.
Absolutely, and we even have a mayoral, an official mayoral representative, which is the councillor that's in charge of, not the councillor, the main member of the mayoral committee. So, and also, I think the other thing to also focus on is that our keynote speaker is going to be the esteemed, venerable Judge Albie Sachs. I mean, the person that served as one of the
Oh,
first Constitutional Court
wow.
judges.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So much to look forward to. Honestly, this is going to be just tremendous. And Judge Albie, he's a vibe on his own. Am I the only one who thinks that? I think he's the coolest guy.
Not just is he the coolest guy, Janet, I think he's also coolest in the sense that he really, really lives for, I mean, he's one of the architects of our constitution, and he really lives to the constitutional values. And up till today, he preaches the constitutional values of inclusivity, of freedom of choice, freedom of expression, freedom of speech. South Africa is a place for all. And this is what also the Artscape Women's Humanity Festival encompasses. But let me also get on to, so that's the basic program of the night. We've got icons that we will also be celebrating, including Professor Virginia David, Sue Williamson, Farouk Valley Omar, Temby Charlie Jones. All those are the icons. But I think that probably some of our That our listeners are probably thinking, now what is there to come and see and do at the Women's Humanity Festival? Obviously, on the 9th, Janet, as you've been there, you've been to many festivals, and maybe you should also tell the listeners about your own personal experiences. But I mean, there's a host of amazing things to do, including free screening for cervical cancer, and it's a cancer that can definitely be arrested and treated before it actually blows up, just by a pure screening and by there are vaccines against it. So ArtScape is not just a it's just not just a place for productions. It's also a place to offer back to the community that we can and offer these services to them.
Simone, I think it is so tremendous that we are investing in women and their longevity and their well-being, because so often women are carers. They care for everybody else and they think of themselves last. And in doing
Absolutely.
so, often neglect the basic screenings, like the one for cervical cancer. It's so important that we honor and give the due diligence that is needed in prevention, because the quality of life for somebody who is diagnosed and the cancer is arrested is so different. The whole psyche of the person changes when you're suddenly losing your hair and you're awake, away from work, and everybody is whispering in passages about you. And you feel excluded. You feel like, I'm not part of the mainstream. I can't dress up and go
Absolutely.
out, or whatever the reason. I just think that it is giving back in a tremendous way where it really, really matters. It's so important that we are doing this at ArtScape.
Yeah.
And I must tell you, it's like for me, whenever I come to the festival, it's like Uhuru Day. Because it's about us, it's about upliftment. And you meet old friends and you meet activists and you think, wow, I remember when we did X, or we were at this march or that march. It's so powerful. It's a reiteration, it's a celebration of everything that women have endured and continue to endure. And it's also a tremendous way to actually bring people together.
Absolutely, Janet. Now, going on to the productions, we've got productions that celebrates the transgender community, which is a production called "Please Don't Call Me Morphe." It's unfortunately sold out, which is
Oh,
good.
my God.
Always love the sell-out signs. And then for those who love jazz, please come and see "Woman in Jazz." That is on the 9th. It's 6 p.m. And it's going to feature a host of jazz artists, including the Lady Day. A big jazz band, as well as Oriel Hayes doing some Nina Simone for us, amongst others. And that's celebrating 30 years of legal broadcasting of Bush Radio. Now, for those who are wondering why she's saying legal broadcasting, Bush Radio, for those who were a bit younger than us, Janet, not that we're old, we definitely not,
We are
hey?
evergreens.
Evergreen, absolutely. Bush Radio started broadcasting in the 80s, also as a method to highlight the atrocities that were, and to set the narrative straight. So 30 years ago, they got their legal license. So this is legal broadcasting. And then on Sunday, which was a production that I'm also looking forward to, is actually Voices in Unison. And this is the choral performance of about, I think there's about going to be 12 choirs on stage, singing their hearts out, and we know that Cape Town loves their choral music. So
Oh,
those are the
absolutely.
two.
What a tradition.
Absolutely, those are. I think this is about the. This is about this. The voices. Voices in Unison is a new introduction to the Women's Humanity Festival. So this is. I think it's about the second or third iteration thereof. So those are the amazing productions to come and enjoy. There are still tickets, a few tickets left for the Women in Jazz concert. That I would actually advise, if you want to, you can actually come and make a day out of ArtScape. Come to
Oh, yes, that's what we do.
absolutely, come to the official things between 10 and 12 with Judge Albie Sachs and listen to the wise words and the premier accepting the scroll of against gender-based violence. Bring your lunch. There's tea and coffees and drinks, and there's also pies and little bits that would be sold
Nibbles.
at lunch. Come and have a picnic. Come and enjoy the day, and then end the day off by attending the Woman in Jazz concert, which is from 6. And after 9 o'clock, you'll be back home again.
Perfect. Last year, my friends and I brought the most amazing nibbles, And we laid it all outside FMR. And people thought it was part of the official sort of little soiree that was happening. So we met some new friends. And it was great fun because we had great snacks and lots of variety. So that was quite funny. But we made some new friends quick and fast.
Which is what Artscape is all about. Not just, making new friends, making new thespians, making new acquaintances, and so that we can all enjoy the theatre together.
Absolutely. Well, it's a beautiful lineup, and what a tremendous celebration of women and, the Women's Humanity Festival. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. I'm so looking forward. It's going to be tremendous. Well,
See you at
Simone,
the
I'm going to
festival.
let you go and do
Yes.
wonderful things, wonderful preparations for this amazing production. It's a celebration of everything that we've worked so hard to achieve over the years. And in its 20th year, it's quite seminal, honestly, quite seminal that we are coming together 20 years later to celebrate.
Happy Women's Month to all. Love, bye
Happy
bye,
Women's
Diane.
Month, Simone. Bye.
Bye.